everyone. It's Caddy. It's August. Funny enough, we almost never do a cafe in August, but we miss July. So we're heading right into August. Wait, who's that voice?
It's me.
With my favorite singer of all time, Mr. Simon LeBon.
Hello. How you doing there?
How are you doing there? How are you?
Seems like we've been talking a lot, Caddy, because we've got which radio show. And
we do. So that's a great way to start our cafe for fan community members who haven't really taken the plunge into Whoosh. It's been a pretty amazing experience for us. Well, you know, I'm so excited. I look forward to it every week.
So do I. And we've done a lot of it. We've just recorded episode 17. And we've just recorded Whoosh 17.
Yeah.
And that's 4 months we've been doing it. It's a labor of love, Caddy. It really is.
It is. You spend so much time curating the music, and the way you place the songs really surprises me. I have to be honest. Your flow, your hustle, and your flow is really on target. Good. Now, do you feel like listening to all this new music is going to influence your I don't know necessarily your songwriting, but
let me stop you right there.
Yeah,
it definitely will influence the songwriting. I promise you, because I've been listening to music of such high quality. I just think it raises the bar, and it makes me think that all this is possible. And I sometimes think maybe Duran Duran needs to listen to more new music. I wish Duran Duran listened to Whoosh.
I think maybe some of the. I know Roger has.
Really.
Cool. Yeah, sweet.
I mean, I think there's lots of possibilities out there. I mean, it's a funny thing. I think what we've created, Caddy, is access to music. It's not necessarily great music, although in our commercials and in our sort of promos, we probably hyperbolize it to be great music.
Yeah.
But the fact is, it's not really great music. It's just good music. And if you can, but the good thing about it is it's good music that you haven't heard before. And I think there's a lot of people who like to hear new things. It's like me. I don't like watching old movies that I've seen before.
Yeah, me too.
I always
want to
watch something that I haven't seen. And I feel a little bit about the same about music, because the first, woo! That was a police car. Because the first time you hear a song, you get a special feeling for it. And it's those first sort of under 10 listens when you really get that passion for music developing. So that's what Whoosh is. Yeah.
Yeah. And everybody should listen. And you can find it on Duran Duran's Spotify page each week. And then we also put it on YouTube midweek for people who aren't listening on Spotify. How was your Duran Duran Appreciation Day, which was just this past Monday?
I thought it was
Monday.
Amazing.
It was pretty amazing. It was pretty fantabulous.
I drank a lot of coffee. Lot of black coffee.
Do you drink black coffee?
That's how I like my coffee. I'm in the cafe, Caddy. You ought to know that.
I have a seltzer. I have a lime seltzer. I'm going to take a sip. Hold on. Anyway, we celebrated in this house. Well, Hayden wore a Duran Duran t-shirt. Tanner had baseball, so he didn't, because he had to wear his uniform. But we did listen to some Duran Duran. If you could choose one song to listen to on Duran Duran Appreciation Day, just this year, not forever, what would that song have been this year? A Duran Duran song.
I thought I chose it. I think it's All She Wants Is.
You did. You chose
all
it for Whoosh.
She wants is all she wants is all she wants is.
Listen to you. You're going to get a lot of replay on that. Very good, dude. Well, it was a great day. And everyone did something. You did something on Whoosh. And Roger did a Desert Island Discs. And not specifically for Duran Duran Appreciation Day, but he played All You Need Is Now. on his Desert Island disc for, yes, it was very nice. And then Nick and John on actual DDAD 2020 did an Instagram live chat for about an hour. That was very sweet. Very sweet indeed. And the web store had a sale. It was just a fantastic holiday. Right. I can't wait to see what we do next.
Great.
So today it was announced that in October is National Album Day. And one of their premiere releases is going to be a white vinyl of the first Duran Duran album.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Did you not know? Am I breaking news? Am I breaking new news to you?
I knew that we were going to get something printed in white vinyl, but I didn't know what it was for, if it was part of any kind of particular project. You know.
Well, there you go. You can order yours online starting today, Simon, if you needed to. So speaking of albums, I always like to do this on the cafe.
Yeah.
Any scoop on the next Duran Duran album?
Well, seeing as we haven't been in the studio because of COVID-19, I don't think there's any scoops. There ain't no new scopes now that there wasn't 4 months ago. So to be honest with you, I'd have to say, nah, sorry.
No scoops. So when you go back but when you go back into the, this is actually something to think about. When you finally do get to go back into the studio, you're going to come back in with a whole different ear than you had four or five months ago.
Absolutely. That can only be a good thing.
Yeah. You think you'll make some changes, some updates to some of the existing?
Probably.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Besides listening to new music, do you have any new hobbies that you, you've developed since COVID?
I got into doing the maths puzzles in the Times 2 supplement, and then I started doing Sudoku, and then I realized what an incredible waste of time it is.
But that's so hard.
It's hard, but you know, but after you can do it, you've done it, you can do it, right? And you don't need to do any more of them. It's very satisfying, but it is a complete waste of time, really. So yeah, I try not to do that now. I mean, the big thing for me has been listening to new music and listening to more music in general, and putting together playlists to make a radio show each week. That takes a lot of time. That does. And that to me seems like time really well spent.
Yes, and well spent for other people for me. I look forward to when it's like Monday at about 3:30 my time and I haven't gotten your playlist. I start to get a little like antsy or something. So
things have changed. I now have an appointment on Monday in the middle of the day. So
yeah.
I only really get to start playlisting in the afternoon. So it's usually late afternoon now or even early, you know, the evening before I've got it together.
Well, I like it. I like getting it. And also, now that it comes later, I wait until my children are, you know, in bed, and then I start listening. And that's actually works better for me.
You've got more time to concentrate on the actual music then, haven't you?
Yeah, nobody bothers me. I have a question for you.
Okay.
What have you been watching? Have you been binging or watching anything?
Yes, I've tried a few things. I mean, I've been, since sport got back on TV, I've been watching a lot of football. I've been watching, I've watched a bit of snooker this week because it's the World Championship, but just not deeply. But things like, what did I watch? I started watching a bit of RuPaul's Drag Race with my daughters, which is it's the daughters that are more fun than the Drag Race, which is absolutely but it's a brilliant show, amazing show. I've been watching this thing called The Sinner, which is on Sky and in the UK. It's an American production. Mm-hmm. I think it's very good. I was watching this thing called The Man from High Castle, which is a kind of it's a sort of speculative fiction, sort of historical fiction thing about what if America had been and was beaten in the Second World War and would have been split up between the West Coast, which was occupied by Japan, and the East Coast, which is occupied by Germany. I think that's been out for quite a while, because I'm in the middle of watching a 2017 series at the moment.
Wow.
Anything else I've been watching? Binge. I mean, there's fabulous things on TV. They're dragging out loads of great things. Me and Yasmin are watching this thing called Vanity Fair, which was I think it was a Channel 4 or no, an ITV production that with Michael Palin. It's amazing. I mean, it's so amazing. It's such. I've seen a lot of different productions of Vanity Fair. Vanity Fair is a book that I studied when I was doing my A-levels. Oh. And none of the previous productions seem to have done it good. They all tried to make it look like a Jane Austen novel. And that's a complete mistake because this is satirical. This is like the equivalent of a Hogarth picture, you know? It's highly satirical.
Are they coming to get you, dude?
Yeah, they keep missing. It's all right, no problem. And this is the first one which has kind of got that level of scandal and irony and sarcasm and the biting cultural criticism that that it really is, and that Thackeray meant when he wrote it. That's a really good thing. I can thoroughly recommend that. There's so much good stuff around anyway. What about you, Caddy? Anything good?
No, I really want. Oh, you know what I've been watching? Do you ever watch YouTube series?
Nah.
Oh, you should, because you would like them. It's also, they're short. So there's two YouTube series I'm watching. One is called Timeline, and they focus on either different decades or different happenstances. And I'm watching the 80s one because I like that. And it's news. It has nothing to do, mostly news. It doesn't really have a lot to do with culture or pop culture. And the other one I watch, which is fantabulous, and I can't think of the name, is all about theme parks that have closed, and they're so amazing.
I've been getting into podcasts a little bit.
To me,
I like those ones. I like this kind of investigative ones. There's a brilliant one I've been listening to called The Missing Crypto Queen. That's fantastic.
Oh yeah, you tell me about that.
What else? There's one about this. I can't remember, but it's something, Murder in the Forest or something. It's about this, that's an Audible one. It's about this guy, this who had a lot of land in Peru, I think it is. And he was murdered for his huge tract of land. Or with Venezuela, I'm not sure which country. Things like that, but investigative ones. There's another one about this journalist in Cyprus who's very critical of the government and of factions in the government who seem to have money coming into them from people they'd done favors for. I can't remember the name of that one either. Sorry, I mean, it's not very good for the cafe, is it?
Well, people,
but it's on
Google.
BBC. That one's on the BBC. It's about the I can't remember the name of the. Because I listened to them ages ago. It's about, you just get the name of the journalist, the Cypriot journalist it was written about.
Do you ever listen?
Actually, not Cyprus. It's not Cyprus. It was Malta. It's in Malta. It happened in Malta. Yeah, sorry.
Okay. Do you ever listen to Mark Maron's podcast? I heard that's a good one.
No, I heard that one. Tim's Twitter listening party is quite good.
Oh, yep, that's a good one.
I did
too.
That, and that's quite good fun to do once or twice.
Mm-hmm. I agree. That's a good one. I should make more time for lots of things. I really want to watch Succession. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I saw the first one. It's great. It's great. With me, it's the kind of thing I'd only really watch that with Yazzie. I've got to pin her down at night. She likes things. I'm not sure it's fluffy enough for her. I've been watching this thing on Netflix about Marco Polo, which is an amazingly sumptuous production. It is fluff. Definitely fluff. Sexy fluff.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm trying to think. There's not a lot going. No, nothing. Nothing for me. You watching any movies?
Again, it's about getting my wife to sit down with me. I want to watch Parasite, the film that won the that won the Oscar. I watched a Jesse Eisenberg movie the other day called The Art of Self-Defense. That was very good.
Another
one, a weird one called The Assistant, which is you just got to see it. It's just called The Assistant. Check it out. There's no music. It's really weird. It has a really weird ending to it. Interesting, quite mind, it's quite challenging.
Okay. Unsettling. I'm always looking for stuff like that to watch. Yeah. Oh, I watched Michael DeBar's documentary.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm. I might watch that.
Yeah. So I really appreciate you taking the time for this, Cafe, because I know we're all so busy and there's not an awful lot of stuff happening, but I know you wanted to say hi to everyone in the fan community. And I thought it would be fun, and I am springing this on you. I thought it'd be fun to finish up with a drink because you're our drink master. Ah. So I'd love you if you could finish up this cafe with recommending a drink that someone can make, a cocktail or a mocktail.
Alcoholic cocktails.
Okay.
For alcoholics. Right. So have we done a Pisco Sour?
We might have. Yeah. Have we done a Negroni? That doesn't sound familiar to me.
Okay, we're going to do Negroni. This is the fabulous Negroni, which was invented on a boat in the Atlantic Ocean when they were becalmed by the bartender and dedicated to Count Negroni, an Italian aristocrat who was on the boat at the time. I completely made that up. That's just not true at all. It is made from one part Antica formula or Punto y Mes or other sweet red vermouth, one part Campari, and one part gin. You can either do it on the rocks, is the traditional way, stirred, or you can stick it in the blender and have it frothy. That's what I like to do. And you have to put a big slice of lemon in. That's a very important part of the flavor. That is how you make a Negroni. One part vermouth, one part Campari, one part gin, and a big fat slice of orange. And loads of ice.
My goodness. I might be running to the liquor store today.
Okie dokie.
To give it a go. Well, thank you so, so much for stepping in to the August Cafe. I think we'll speak to you again in October, which is your month. And hopefully things will be a little different and we'll have more to talk about.
Okie dokie. Thanks very much, Caddy. Thanks everybody in the Duran Duran fan community and anybody who listens to Cafe or just comes in for a cup of tea.
See you soon. Bye.